This is Wild About Utah.
Every fall, tucked away in the southern tip of Cache Valley and hidden 30 feet below the water's surface at Porcupine Reservoir, a drama begins to unfold. The biological clock of the 4-year-old Kokanee salmon ticks over. Childhood is over, and it is time to spawn. This beautiful silverfish turns red. The jaw of the males elongates and a hump grows on its back. Both male and females congregate at the inlet where Cinnamon Creek flows into the reservoir. One by one, they point their heads upstream and push themselves against the current. Walking along the creek banks, looking down into the water, it's impossible not to feel stirred by the spectacle of flashing red bodies fighting against the current. It's a journey of fits and starts, a quick surge ahead, and then a quivering pause. This is a real fight, the life energy of the fish against the relentless current. Just how difficult it is becomes apparent when the current will catch a fish and send it careening downstream until it recovers its balance and starts upstream again. What we are seeing is a very short version of the incredible journey made by their close cousins, the sockeye salmon, who travel 900 miles from their birthplace along the tributaries of the Snake River all the way into the salty ocean and back again. In contrast, the Kokanee from Porcupine will only travel a few miles, especially this year, as beavers have been busy building dams across Cinnamon Creek, and very few Kokanee make it up and over the first few. Once stopped from going further upstream, the female goes to work, using her tail to clear a nest of gravel. She lays her eggs, and a nearby male swoops in and covers them with his milt. The female covers the fertilized egg with more gravel, and it is done. The Kokanee life cycle comes full circle, and the adults will die. The eggs are on their own. If all goes well, a few will hatch in November. By April, they will have grown into fingerlings and will get flushed downstream in the spring runoff. They will then spend the next few years in the reservoir before it is their turn to turn red and point their heads upstream. The Department of Natural Resources originally stocked Kokanee into the Porcupine Reservoir as a sport fish. I asked a fisherman friend of mine how one goes about catching a Kokanee, and he said, you need a boat and a fish finder. The Kokanee live in schools about 30 to 50 feet below the surface, filling their bellies mostly by filtering zooplankton from the reservoir water. Once the fisherman locates the fish, he trolls right through the middle of the school with a shiny rectangle of metal called a dodger, along with pink and green plastic squid and a bit of colored corn. The fish strike the lines out of anger, not out of hunger. They're a very tasty fish, my friend said, and a beautiful silver. We call it catching chrome. But for me, the most beautiful color of Kokanee will always be the flash of red as it fights its way upstream. And the best taste will be the bit of awe and wonder we get when we catch a glimpse of this unique circle of life as it plays out in our natural world. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.